Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm a founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses on Udemy.com. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches break free of fear. I know a coach named Alice, and she teaches managers how to be better leaders. Recently, she had a terrible experience coaching a CEO. She told a friend, "Maybe I don't want to coach other CEOs." Alice didn't realize it. Fear was in her way. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is identify the trauma. It took a little while and some conversation for Alice to realize what the trauma was. Working with that particular CEO felt like a waste of her time. And for Alice, the thought of time brought up her pain about her losing 3 loved ones in the past. Their deaths make her realize how short life really is. And Alice has a fear about wasting her time. That's her trauma. So she generalizes from one trauma to a whole category. It is not accurate for her to think that every CEO is like the one she worked with. It's understandable that we generalize from one trauma. Human beings evolved for survival, and it's natural for us to protect ourselves. In our second insight, recognize your focus on the wrong detail. In her fear, Alice wants to protect herself. So she says to herself, "I won't coach any CEO. This is the wrong detail." What she needs is a way to filter out people who might waste her time. In a conversation with a fellow coach, Alice realizes she doesn't want to work with people who don't have compassion or empathy. That's the correct detail. Often fear gets us to focus in a narrow way. We're just trying to protect ourselves, and the way to break free of fear is to have a support system. So you identify the correct details to focus on. And now our 3rd insight. Ask the goddess to shift your focus. Here is a prayer you can use. "Goddess, help me release myself from fear. Help me identify the trauma that has narrowed my focus. Guide me to an empowering focus. Support me to perceive the truth. And support me to remove the distractions. Thank you for your strength for me to live my best life." So mote it be. You can use a prayer like this or something similar to help you break free of fear. And now we tie this all together. Many of us have an experience that creates trauma. And to protect ourselves, we generalize from one trauma. Often it helps in prayer or meditation to ask Goddess to help us shift our focus. Then our perception expands and we can focus on what matters most. And now I will summarize. The 1st insight is identify the trauma. The 2nd insight is recognize your focus on the wrong detail. And 3, ask Goddess to shift your focus. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and just recently, my 11th anniversary edition of my book, Hidden Children of the Goddess, is now available on audible.com. And to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, goddesshasyourback.com and moonwatersilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on Udemy.com. The 1st one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The 2nd one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the 3rd one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.